$2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Dominic, I'm on the road again. Currently in Wisconsin Rapids, making a short foray to Nakusa. Here for a Nakusa Papermakers football game a little bit later on this evening, Dom. I'm doing the play-by-play. Did I mention that?
I think we've discussed it once or twice.
Should we talk a little more high school sports?
No, I think we're good. We got some people on the lines. They might want to talk about some high school sports.
I did go to a high school football game last night. I could tell you about it. But okay, we'll be here for the audience. 844-967-2789. Air your grievances here.
Let's start with Robert from West Allis, Wisconsin. Welcome, Robert. What do you got for us?
Hey, Robert.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, man.
This week, it's really a toss-up. You know, I don't know if I'm more upset that, you know, this carpetbagger, Michael, who lives in Connecticut, you know, who's made a fortune building a road to nowhere, or if it's, you know, his crazy position, you know, the 1849. I think it's really funny that, you know, they think a 16-year-old got raped, can't make choices about, you know, what to do in that situation with their family, with their doctor. But they want to give that person all the responsibility of raising a child and educating a child. And it's just a really hard found these folks. They're really, you know, they're an anti-freedom cult. You know, the one they're going to go after next is Griswold. They don't want, in the context of a marriage, for, you know, a married couple to use contraception or birth control. And, you know, you look at one issue after the other, and the Republicans are extreme. They're extreme on not letting people vote with democracy. They're extreme in their support for violence against the FBI, the Justice Department, people at the IRS. And I just really hope the voters realize what they're getting if they vote for these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, great point, Robert. Appreciate the call.
You know, carpetbagger is really the least of my criticisms against Tim Michaels. Really, it truly is. The policy positions, the embrace of abortion bans with no exception for rape or incest, he's all the way back in 1849. And that puts him, Michaels, the gubernatorial GOP candidate, with 12% of Wisconsinites. They're governing from the ultra minority. And, you know, right now he's trailing Tony by 2 points. But I heard earlier he doesn't believe the polls, Tom. He believes that the sort of people that vote for him, they don't believe in the pollsters, so they lied to the pollsters. So he thinks, Tim Michaels reportedly thinks, he's up about 5 to 10.
5 to 10. I mean, why not 20 or 30? Why stop at 5 to 10?
Well, that's gut feeling. That's his gut. His gut tells him.
And I think
he's up. And you know what? I don't know. Now, 10 seems like an extreme, but I don't know that he's that far off. And I tell you what, Dom, I was saying it all during the primary contest. The fact that he has carpet bombed the state of Wisconsin with radio ads and television ads, but where they haven't matched him is on the radio all across the state. I'm in Wisconsin Rapids right now. Guess what? You tune into the competition up and down the dial, hear lots of Tim Michaels radio ads. I'm not hearing the same from Tony Evers, nor have I. The $12 million that Evers spent, none of it went on the radio, near as I can tell.
844-967-2789. I think you could make a good point regarding the carpet-bagging accusation. If he was carpet-bagging into the state of Wisconsin offering, you know, some idea, you know, I don't know, Medicare for all and legal weed, you know what I'm saying? If his policies were something that I was, you know, encouraged about, I'm fine with that. I mean, does it really even matter anymore?
Wintered in Connecticut.
No, but being that the 1849 law exactly mirrors his position, is what he stated. And that is just a terrible, frightening, plainly said. He this is how it is. This is where he stands. Rape or incest, state forced birthing. That's where he's at.
Dominic, if you'll recall, in the year 2015, Scott Walker governed from the presidential campaign trail, right? One phone call, 15 minutes a day, Republicans really don't think there's much to this whole governance process. Mostly self-aggrandizement.
Well, and you know, per diem and getting paid. 844.
I don't think Michaels is worried about the per diem at this hour.
You know, guys like Michaels are always worried about getting paid. 844-967-2789. Tutter Billy from the north side, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Don and Crew, good to talk to you. I think you usually don't take calls when Jim Santel's on, so I'm hoping maybe you'll bring this up to him too.
All right, man, what do you got?
The Dobbs decision overturning Roe versus Wade is terrible in every way, but my grievance or my concern is about the framing I've often heard of, you know, hey, this is so terrible because it's the only time that the court has ever taken away a constitutional right. And I think about, well, if we get what we should and what we want in terms of curbing Second Amendment claims, won't folks claim the exact same thing and won't they be right?
I think we've already accepted regulation on that side, right? I mean, even the hardcore, many of the gun owners that I know are not advocating for, you know, Tommy guns, automatic Tommy guns to come back. That was a time that we had those. They're not very accurate. They spray a lot of bullets, and they're very deadly to bystanders. So we made those things illegal, right? Howitzer, you know, artillery systems, right? Tanks. You know, you can go down the list of all sorts of weaponry that we cannot get under the Second Amendment as it currently stands. So what we're talking about really, Todd or Billy, is matters of degree. We've already accepted the fact that you can have regulation on the Second Amendment. You can have regulation on free speech. Can't yell fire in the theater. There's always exception. There's always a matter of degree on this, Todd. That's my position.
Cotter, Billy, we've already established the fact that Dom's a whore. Now we're just negotiating price.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, and I agree with that totally. I'm just saying I don't know that that's the right framing to say, hey, it's terrible because they took away a right. I don't think that's why it's terrible. I mean, it's terrible for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
And that one just doesn't work for me. That's all.
No, I appreciate it, Todd Billy. Thanks for the call, man. And you know, sometimes how things are said, it does matter. It does impact the conversation.
Words matter, you say, Doug?
On the radio, they do. Can't really see my facial expression. 844.
You can see mine.
967.
Right through the radio dial.
2789. Andrew from Motown. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got for us?
Hey, Andrew.
You know, over here in Motown, we have no decent progressive radio. Maybe you guys think about putting some progressive radio over here.
Yeah.
Actually, my point today is, on top of that, they want to do everything by the Constitution. Well, the filibuster is not in the Constitution.
Right.
Why doesn't Chuckie Schumer just say, you know, the filibuster isn't in the Constitution, and it's very discriminatory, so you know what? It's just gone. We don't vote on it. We don't do no. It's gone.
Because you can't get rid of it without bringing Sinema and Joe Manchin in line. And what I'm mostly encouraged about right now, and even Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, who I suspect will remain the minority leader, he's seeing the tea leaves. In the state of Wisconsin, we've got polling out from Marquette University. Mandela Barnes is beating incumbent Ron Johnson. In the state of Pennsylvania, Fetterman is beating Oz. In the state of Ohio, Tim Ryan is beating J.D. Vance. It's happening in Arizona. Kelly's starting to come on strong out there. Most of the polling, Warnock's crushing Herschel Walker. We're going to have, theoretically, a 3 or a 4 senatorial pickup, and that will change the math, and you can start getting some stuff done. Now, the flip side of that is if you lose the House, they'll be impeaching Joe Biden.
But Chuckie needs to just do a Mitch McConnell and say, I'm not doing rules. We're not going to have a vote on this. I'm just getting rid of it. If you don't like it, take me to court.
I like the way you think, Andrew, but I think you're right. Might makes right, baby.
Might makes right.
You know, and there is some tendency. I mean, I have them too. You see how the other side does things, and you see them get away with this for, you know, and then you're like, oh man, maybe we should just do that. And I get that. And I don't know, man. Karma's a bitch, and you know, a lot of these things have a long life cycle. So a lot of tales on some of these issues. So I prefer to try to be righteous about it. Let's just jam in some more Democrats on the Senate side, and we can just get rid of the filibuster once and for all.
Dominic, I've got some new polling, Foxy News polling, and I hope our conservative friends would find this credible. Fox News poll, Barnes edges Johnson in Wisconsin Senate race. Here's a little bit. While Democratic challenger Mandela Barnes is narrowly preferred over incumbent Ron Johnson, according to Foxy News, it's not that narrow, the Wisconsin Senate race, Johnson supporters, where did they go? Johnson supporters have the enthusiasm. Well, that's also in question. A Fox News survey of Wisconsin voters finds Barnes ahead of Johnson 50-46, an advantage within the survey's margin of error. At the same time, more of Johnson's backers, 66%, than those supporting Barnes do so enthusiastically, Dom, as three times as many of those favoring Barnes say their support is about disliking Rojo. So a little bit more here. Again, for Barnes supporters, 57% enthusiastic. Rojo supporters, 66%. 15% have reservations. 27% dislike others. That means Rojo. The race is tight amongst voters who say they are extremely motivated to vote in November, 49% apiece, and Barnes is up by 2 points among those who feel certain they will vote. I feel certain I will vote for Mandela Barnes. Overall, Barnes is helped by strong backing among, here they are, Tom, moderates. Mandela's up plus 37. Oof. Suburban women. Are you listening, Rojo? Mandela's up plus 30. Voters, and this is a big surprise to me, voters ages 65 and over, Mandela Barnes over Johnson, plus 23, and voters with a college degree, plus 16. He also enjoys greater party loyalty. 96% of Democrats now back Mandela Barnes, 91% of Republicans for Johnson. Now, we talked about the fact Johnson did not perform that well in his own primary, right? The Schroeder guy? The unknown, no cash, no history.
just an alternative to Rojo.
And Rojo bled about 16% of his support in the Republican primary. The small subgroup of independents favor Barnes, 2-1, baby. 2-1. Johnson. Now, who would like Ron Johnson? Let me tell you, Dom. Rojo's best groups include white evangelical Christians.
Yeah, there 31. We go. 31, nice.
Up 31 with the white evangelical Christians, men without a college degree, plus 17, men, just men, period, plus 10, rural voters, plus 8. And this is the shocker, though. Currently, Rojo has more support with voters under 45 than Mandela Barnes does. He's up 6. That's a shocker to me. Johnson won his re-election last time around by about 3.4 percentage points. Geographically, Barnes is cutting to Johnson's support next suburban in rural parts of the state, says Republican pollster Darren Shaw, who jointly conducts the Fox News surveys with Democrat Chris Anderson. Johnson has to regain these voters and cut his losses with suburban women if he wants to retain his seat. I would say good luck with that. Come back with us. Always good luck, good times, good radio, great radio. When you listen to the Devils Advocates radio show, I'm on the road. Dom's in the Shaw. Evan's in the world headquarters in Madison. You could be on the phones next. 844-967-2789. I'm looking at the sign. I'm in WFHR land, Dom. I'm up here locally grown radio in the studios. Got the fan on. I'm feeling the heat. Soon, you're going to be feeling the heat at the Nakusa football game. I'll be doing play-by-play later. Did I mention that, Dom? It's Friday night football kickoff. Come back. More Devil's Advocates will take you all the way up to kickoff.